Now, this morning, as Pastor Matthew said, we're going to be continuing on from our series on the Christmas story. The Christmas story. There we go. Now, last week, we talked about Simeon and Anna, and so today we're going to be looking at part two of the series, and it's called the Story of the Shepherds. At first, when I was asked to speak on the topic of the good news of Christmas, wait for it, there we go, the good news of Christmas, and as I was asked to speak about this, I was like, great, the good news of Christmas. I've been throwing some tricky topics before, but this one, I was like, sweet, like that's pretty straightforward, the good news of Christmas. It's probably the most straightforward message I've ever had to prepare. The Christmas story, you know, Jesus being born, the Savior has come to earth, hallelujah. But then I was asked to focus on the story of the shepherd. And I had to stop and think to myself, wait, which one? Aren't there so many references to shepherds in the Bible? And so I looked into this particular passage and found something that I think is really good news at Christmas. And that's what I want to focus on this morning. Now, I apologize in advance for those of you that came along this morning and were like, I want to hear a 40-minute sermon, but in the interest of time, I've been asked to keep this one short, straight, and to the point. But if you're anything like me, you probably appreciate a message that is just direct, straight to the point, short, sweet, and simple. And personally, I find sometimes those can be the most helpful and impacting messages. And so I want to look at this story and see what God can teach us. But before we dive into the passage itself, we need to set the context. So just to let you know where we're diving in from, just before this passage, we've seen that Joseph and Mary are in Bethlehem now. They've just given birth to baby Jesus in a manger because there was no room anywhere else. And in a field not too far away, there were some shepherds looking after their sheep at night. An angel appears in front of them. They are absolutely terrified by this. But the angel stops and says, don't be afraid, I have good news to tell you. And that is where we jump in. That's where we're going to dive into this story. So this dialogue is taking place, and we're about to hear what it is that the angels had to say. So with that all being said, let's turn to the actual text and see what we can learn from these few simple shepherds. We're reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 11 to 20. And it says this, it says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. Now, if we were just looking for the good news of Christmas, we could probably just stop at verse 11, the first verse that I read, which says this. It says, today in the town of David, ready, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Bam. Simple to the point. You wanted a straightforward message. There it is. But there's something more subtle in this story that about the shepherds that once you see it, I think it makes all the difference. So here's a few quick thoughts on what we can take away from this passage, particularly the way the shepherds react to this message. First of all, they listened to the message. It's interesting how in verse 9, it says that one angel of the Lord appeared to them and I quote, they were terrified, okay? They were terrified at one angel. So just imagine how these guys would have felt when in verse 13, it says this, that suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel. Now not only is there a supernatural being, the messenger of God standing before them, but they're also heavily outnumbered. There's an army of angels right there. And yet the unique thing is instead of running in fear, like they would probably want to do, they stopped. stood still, and listened. How often do we get so busy with life, sadly enough, particularly more around Christmas time, that we don't take the time to just stop, to stand still, to listen, and to remember the reason why we celebrate, the incredibly good news that we have. See, but for these guys, that wasn't it. That wasn't just it. Not only did they listen to the message, but they acted on the message. Have a look at verses 15 and 16 with me, which says this. It says, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger." Did you catch that? They didn't just look stunned at each other and say, "Did you guys see that? Or is this all in my head?" Or they didn't stop and go, "Well, we're definitely not going to that place for dinner again because I am seeing things. There was this glowing figure." No, they looked at it and they just said, "Okay, it's time to go." Instead, they instantly acted on the message that they had heard. And remember, it's not even like these guys were just hanging out. They weren't on their day off. They weren't just kind of sitting around doing nothing and that's when this happened. In fact, in verse 8, it says that they were keeping watch over their flocks at night. And that's more than just playing with your pet. That is their job. These are shepherds, and they're keeping watch over their flock. They were literally on the job. But when God told them to move, they moved. And even more so in verses 17 and 18, which say that when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. See, shepherds weren't necessarily the most well-educated public speakers. That's not what they did for a living, okay? They might not have been able to construct sentences brilliantly, yet the message was so good that they couldn't help but to tell everyone. They told everyone simply because of the message being that great. What an awesome example for us to live by. In fact, just to take it one step further, the shepherds didn't just tell people and, you know, do that, but then on the inside they were really negative and like, "Oh man, another person's approaching me, now I have to tell them and I'm so over this, like why can't people just leave me alone?" But instead, verse 20 says that the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. Now that is a faith worth talking about. Would it be better for me to swap to another microphone, or should I stick to this one? There we go. Can you guys hear me now? Clearer? Better? Beautiful. Let's do that. See, like I said, that's a faith worth talking about. But you know, there's something else that I wanted to draw our attention to this morning from this passage. And like I said, it's that thing that's just that subtle thing that I think is so important. And it's the fact that the God of the universe, the God of all wisdom and all power, could have sent these angels to anyone. Anyone. Literally anyone. He could have sent them to kings, to political leaders, to emperors, to the well-educated, to the wealthy, to the most intelligent people in the land, to the most influential people in the land that will spread this message. Yet, what we see is that he takes the most important message in the entire world and takes it to a few simple shepherds standing in a field. I love that. I absolutely love that, because all throughout the Bible, we see this trend. We see God using the low, the broken, the fearful, those with speech impediments, even at times questionable morals or life choices, but he uses them to do phenomenal things for his kingdom as long as they are willing. Which is why, to wrap up, my final point that I want to leave us with this morning is this simple, simple reminder that God came to the ordinary. What a beautiful, freeing thought that is. See, you might think that you've fallen too low, or you don't have enough talent to be used by God, or even come to God. But this morning, I want to encourage each and every one of us to challenge that frame of thinking. You might doubt what you are capable of, but never, ever, ever doubt what God is capable of through you
if you are willing to faithfully put him first. See, there might be some people in this room who are thinking, you know, with the children's presentation today, who might be thinking, I wish my child could speak eloquently or be the lead in the Christmas play or sing or dance, or I wish that they were, you know, good at school and the academic side of things instead of having this learning difficulty. But this morning, if that is you, or even if you know someone in your life who the world looks at and says they'll never get anywhere in life because of their decisions, because of their choices, because of things that they were born with, if you know someone that the world says that about, then this is the reminder to us this morning. God came to the shepherds. God came to the ordinary. And through their willingness, God did something extraordinary through them. And that is the same for each and every one of us this morning. That is the same for our young people and our children. Never limit what God is capable of. Don't limit what God can do. See, God came for your child, for your family member, for you. Weaknesses, strengths, and all. And nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for our amazing God. He uses our brokenness and makes us whole. You want to know the good news of this Christmas story? Well, you found it. It's that our God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who made it all, the one who did it all, the ultimate Father, reached down to us, to you and I. And he gave us the greatest gift that we could ever ask for this Christmas. The greatest gift. He gave us a chance to truly know the God who gave it all. And so this morning, if you don't know that God, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you have never met this God, you've never cried out to this God, you've never given your life to this God, I want to really, really encourage you this morning, if that is you, to talk to someone about that. Talk to one of our pastors here. Talk to your friends that you came along with. Talk to the family member that invited you to see their kid perform. Talk to someone and start that journey. Have a look into it. And I can guarantee you, in the same way that taking this call seriously absolutely changed and revolutionized my life, I can tell you for a fact that it will do the same for you, because this is the greatest news that we could ever be given, that there is a God that loves us, that cares for us, that died for us, and that offer is for each and every one of us, regardless of social status or anything else. It's there and it's available to each of us. I'm going to pray for us this morning, and we'll go from there. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the fact that we can be here as a church, as a family, and be encouraged not only by our young people, God, but that we can be encouraged by each other. Lord, that we can be encouraged by having a time to worship you through music, that we can be encouraged by your word that we can listen to and we can read, Father. You are such a phenomenal God, and I pray that over this Christmas period, we never, ever, ever forget why we celebrate, that we never forget the importance of the fact that you came to the shepherds to give them the most important message in the world, and that in the same way the shepherds took that message everywhere, Lord, you've given that call to us, and I pray that we take that seriously. Father God, you're amazing, and we love you, and we just want to thank you for being the amazing God that you are. Thank you for coming to the shepherds. Lord, thank you for everything. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this church. You are so good to us, and we love you. In your Son's precious and holy name we pray. Amen.